This is Conductor's Notes with the Abilene Philharmonic. I'm Greg Strawn, Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at ACU and a board member with the Abilene Philharmonic Orchestra. For its second performance of the season, the Abilene Philharmonic will bring a vision of America to the big country with music of Strauss and Hindemith and Aaron Copland. Joining me is Maestro David Itkin, music director and conductor of the Abilene Philharmonic. David, welcome.
Great to see you again.
This is the second Masterworks concert of the season, and it features some of the greatest and most familiar music of the Dean of American Composers, Aaron Copland. So you're calling the program Visions of America. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect to see and hear at this performance.
Well, with all the great music that is on this program, we really should address seeing first, because we do have this extraordinary presentation that goes with the two Copland pieces that we're playing. We're playing his Rodeo Suite and his Lincoln Portrait. Mm. And for both of them, there will be simultaneous synchronized projections from Westwater Arts. James Westwater, one of our great American photographers, who specialized in this kind of photographic montage around a particular theme. So this displays on huge screens behind the orchestra are synchronized to the music. For the Rodeo Suite, of course, we're going to see, you can imagine what, images of the West, images of cowboys and horses, and things that, you know, happened at one point right here.
That's right.
And then for the Lincoln Portrait, which is a beautiful orchestral piece during which our very special guest narrator, our mayor, Anthony Williams, is going to join us reading the words of Lincoln that are the narration for the Lincoln Portrait. And we will be seeing images of Lincoln and the Civil War. It is a Civil War narrative that accompanies the words of Lincoln and the great music of Aaron Copland for that piece.
Oh, so much to see and to hear in those pieces. That's exciting. Copland's music is so stirring, and it's a great example of the American sound. But you've paired it with some really exciting music, and I have to say that the march from Paul Hindemith's Symphonic Metamorphosis is one of those pieces that sounds like it could accompany cowboys riding to save the day. What led you to pair that with the Copland pieces?
Well, you know, there is an interesting kind of Americana, of course, to Paul Hindemith's music, even though he's not an American. But he spent quite a bit of time here.
Right.
We don't really think of him as part of that Copland school and the American sound. But there are definitely parallels. And also modern movie music draws a great deal of its inspiration, whether it wants to admit it or not, from the genius of Paul Hindemith.
Sure.
And from Aaron Copland, but earlier from Hindemith. In fact, you're mentioning the last movement of the Symphonic Metamorphosis, the march movement, in which I always think of this as practically being out of Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Exactly.
I listen to that and I go, you know, it could have been that music or that music. They both work equally well as Indiana Jones movie music. And so, yes, there's a very cinematic feel to Hindemith's music, as there is to Copland's.
Right, right. Well, thanks so much for being here and giving us your conductor's notes. The Abilene Philharmonic will perform its Visions of America at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, October 28th at the Abilene Civic Center. You can find out more information about this performance and how to get tickets on our website, kacu.org. I'm Greg Strawn, and you're listening to Conductor's Notes with the Abilene Philharmonic on KACU.